You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together. Hi, this is Tracy, your host today for Work at Home Moms Talk. This is a special podcast series interviewing real Canadian moms who figured out how to earn an income while staying at home. Each mom has their own unique story to tell, and today we're interviewing Maureen Dennis, president and founder of WeWelcome.ca, the site where anyone with a baby in their life can find grown-up places to go. Maureen has two children, Aiden age 5, Kate age 3, and baby number 3 on the way. Welcome, Maureen.
Hello, Tracy.
Tell us, how did you come to become a work-at-home mom?
Well, I actually had no plans of becoming a work-at-home mom when I went on maternity leave. My son arrived 2 weeks early. I basically worked until 6 o'clock that night and then headed off to a Jane's Addiction concert, which was a rather funny baby shower present from a friend of mine, and it was right next to the hospital, so we thought, hey, why not, we'll go. And we had a great night, and we got home about 1 a.m., and by 1 p.m. the next day, I was a new mom.
Wow.
So 2 weeks early, I had booked lunch with friends, a massage, all the things you're supposed to do to relax before your baby arrives, and my baby didn't get that memo, so I had him, and figured, you know, I'm still going to go. I'm going to meet my friends for lunch, and go get my hair cut, and he was awesome. But what I did find is that as I was out and about with him, changing him and nursing him were my biggest anxiety points. And, you know, putting my brand new, gorgeous little newborn on a nasty, dirty restaurant bathroom floor really wasn't all that appealing.
No.
If I had known that the restaurant next door had a change area and was more than welcoming to nursing moms, I would much prefer to go there. So over the, you know, next 3 months on my mat leave, I started to kind of be aware of those things with my mom's group and took note of those places and started to put together what became our We Welcome Guide. And basically, a week before I was supposed to go back to work, I thought, well, we launched We Welcome, and we had an amazing turnout of moms and babies at the Riverdale Farm. And I thought, you know, how often in life are you given a chance to really give something a true shot? And with my background from Famous Players in Business Development, I had a lot of the skills to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And with the support of my husband, the opportunity was there. And so I came to discover that, hey, I'm a work-at-home mom.
Wow, cool. Tell us about your family now. How old are your children? And I think you have another little secret to share with us. How many years ago was your son born?
Aiden was born 5 1/4, if you ask him, years ago. And he basically, you know, that whole first year was all about a learning experience with him as my first and building the business. And then just before we took We Welcome National, I had my lovely, fabulous, crazy daughter, Kate, and everyone was concerned at our first year anniversary party that my water would break at the party. So, you know, children and business have always gone hand in hand, and now that we've, you know, continuing to expand We Welcome, we're continuing to expand the Dennis clan, and we have baby number 3 arriving at the end of May.
Wow, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be 5, 5 1/2, 3 1/2, and new one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And you have full intentions to keep working and keep growing We Welcome.
That's definitely one of the things that must be taken into consideration when starting your own business, is that maternity leave evaporates. And with my daughter, Kate, I lasted about 24 hours without checking email. And I guess that was my mat leave, and
yeah,
had
24 hours.
24 hours, yeah, that's probably the reality of it. Thankfully, with a laptop, you can still chill out in bed and nurse, and you become even more talented than you ever thought you could be.
Yeah,
doing it all at one time. And actually had the first meeting with one of my biggest sponsors 2 weeks after she was born. So it's tough when you can, you know, you're completely sleep deprived, but, you know, the show must go on. And, you know, nailed it and off we went, and here we are. So, you know, you do have to have the support network, and I think I would be completely freaking out right now with baby number three on the way if we didn't have my sanity saver nanny, who, you know, some months probably makes more than I do. But, you know, the kids love her. They have an amazing time. Like I said, she saves my sanity by helping out and being an additional support to my fabulous husband. But I think that that's really what's allowing us to do everything that we do in our life, and expanding the family is part of that.
Tell us about the type of work you do on a day-to-day basis. What are your tasks?
Well, as any, you know, work-at-home mom or mom who owns her own business, you get to be CEO all the way down to the janitor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some days I'm in the mailroom and sending out prizes to we welcome members all across Canada, and other days I'm, you know, meeting with presidents and CEOs and pitching sponsor deals and do weekly conference calls with our Mama Mingle team of also moms who have started their own businesses and work for We Welcome hosting events across the country. So those conference calls can be quite interesting when you've got 15 to 20 moms on one call with God only knows how many little mini team members in the background.
Yeah.
That I think members of our team have been barfed on and pooped on and peed on and God only knows what else while on conference calls. But that's the whole part of it that's all okay, right?
Yeah.
So our day-to-day tasks, you know, have a great variety. We might be at a trade show. I might be in a meeting. I might be on a conference call. But the great part is that I might also be at the park with my kids.
Yes.
Because I can do that, or I can volunteer and take a morning in the classroom. You know, I go in at least once a month and hang out with my five-year-old in kindergarten because I have the flexibility and ability to do that because I am my own boss.
Yeah. Tell us about your setup at home.
My setup's really evolved in the last 5 years. It went from a very part-time thing. I have a fabulous friend who also owns her own business, and we were in a mom's group and both developed our businesses at the same time. And we would baby swap. And essentially, she would take my son for a couple of hours off to the park, and I'd do some work. And then, you know, the next day, I'd take her daughter for a couple of hours, and she'd do some work. So that's how, you know, the first summer of We Welcome, which I now look back on and think, oh, my God, why didn't I just enjoy my paid mat leave summer? Mm-hmm. That's, you know, you get excited about something and you put everything into it. So that's how it started. And then it evolved to we each hired our own babysitter because we needed to, you know, needed to put more into the business time-wise, working from home. And then as the children got older, I looked at daycare and they went to part-time daycare. And then, you know, as the business grows and you have to dedicate more and more time and look at it as, you know, a real job, we went this past spring to the full-time nanny who really helps out on everything, on the home side of things, allowing me to focus. So from where I actually work, also as the company grew, the amount of space we needed for supplies and meetings and whatnot had me look into shared office space so that we can store all of our trade show, you know, paraphernalia and marketing materials and our printed guides and all of that over there, as well as balancing some of it working from home. So it's nice to have a space to be able to escape from, because with two and almost three children and a nanny and two dogs, you can imagine it's a little hard to keep up the professional image with everyone in the background. So it is nice to have that escape, but also have the flexibility to, you know, just hang out and work from home on other days.
So when you work from home, do you have an office at home, or do you work at the kitchen table? Or
We work at the dining room table or with the laptop on the couch, quite honestly. I do have my official office at our office, and you know, it's also a goal for me to incorporate more people into our office space. That is We Welcome's next step. So, you know, I wasn't comfortable in having outside people coming to my home to work and really you know, integrating family and work that much. So that's sort of the next phase of where I'm personally going. But, you know, my setup at home went from also adding an additional child. I need the bedroom back. So, you know, it's kind of keeping that balance is always, I don't even like the word balance. I call it a juggle. You'll never achieve balance. So why set yourself up to fail? It's, you know, it's a constant juggle of priorities and what you can manage at the time.
Yeah. So how many hours do you work at home? Like just roughly, how many hours would you work at home a week and how many hours would you be out of the house?
I try not to add that up some days because probably would scare me. But I think that what most moms kind of realize once you've started your business is that it varies depending on what you've got going on. And some weeks I work, you know, your brain wakes up at 5:30 and you're doing stuff. And especially if you have a new baby, you kind of work when they're awake and work when they nap and then work after they've gone to bed. So in the mompreneur world, if you're looking to connect with someone who owns their own business, you can probably find them online at midnight.
Yeah.
It's a great time to connect. And we've kind of had a good laugh when it, you know, it's 1:30 in the morning and there's five of us going back and forth on email thinking, what the heck are we doing? But you work when you can and you're a mom when you need to be. And that's the whole point behind it. So, you know, as far as number of hours, too many.
Yeah.
it's really grown from being able to do the baby swap and be able to, you know, work on We Welcome for a couple of hours a day to it now being essentially a full-time job, which also includes occasional weekends and a lot of evenings.
How do you find others perceive what you do? Do you find that you're taken seriously because you work from home and possibly have your own business or what?
Not from the beginning. When I quit my job, I left a pretty cool, funky, integrated job in the movie industry and film and music. And, you know, I had a 13-year-old boy's dream job dealing with, you know, everything from WWE to every record label in Canada to the movies and TV and concerts and everything. I had actually made a name for myself, and leaving that to start my little mommy company, in some people's views, people who I think had always wanted to do that, looked at it with huge respect and with huge sort of, you know, envy that I was brave enough to take that step, whereas other people who thought I was nuts and other people who were like, oh, how's your little mommy business going? And you're kind of like, great, thanks. To now those people are going, so how's your dynasty going? You know, it's definitely evolved over the course of We Welcome's evolution. But you have to earn that respect back by all means. And people are very curious as to how you're doing.
Yeah.
Probably more so than they are at your, you know, day-to-day job. They don't really care how you're progressing. But when it's something you've created, you definitely find a fan club and cheerleaders who are really excited for, you know, watch you on Canada AM or listen to you in a podcast.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Maureen, how do you stay motivated? Do you ever feel like giving up? I'm sure that, you know, we all have days. I've had days like that. How do you motivate yourself?
That's a tough question because I think it's one of those things that quitting is not an option. So you just have to figure out what the next thing is. And you have to really celebrate the small successes. You know, if you manage to get, you know, the newsletter out on time and do your conference calls and make it to soccer practice, I mean, awesome job, Mo. You know, you have to be able to pat yourself on the back because your spouse is probably one of the only other people who sees how hard you work. So I think motivating has to come from yourself, and you have to set goals that you are going to achieve so that you can have that sense of accomplishment. Because if you look too far, I mean, obviously you have to have long-term goals, but you have to give yourself that pat on the back and surround yourself with people who appreciate what you're doing. And that may be your friends and family, but it's also networking with other moms who live and breathe what you're also doing.
Yes.
Because they are the only ones who truly understand.
Exactly.
Like I said, you know, emailing it in the middle of the night about you know, the promotion next week.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Exactly. You've got to take the time to get out of your bubble, because it's very easy to be trapped in your own little world and navel gaze as far as where you're going, and you know, maybe you didn't make your sales number that you wanted for this month, but were you any closer?
Yes.
So taking those small steps and those small successes, and we try to celebrate each other's successes, which I think is very different from other industries where you'd normally be very competitive.
Yes, but we are all moms, and we really value our friendships.
Absolutely.
You know, and we have way more to gain by being friends.
And I think if you understand that, then you will automatically be more successful, because that's the nature of how, you know, mompreneur world, actually, and I would even expand that to parentpreneur now.
Yes.
There's a lot of dads out there who are doing amazing different things within the parenting world and beyond that are also the ones who are, you know, mostly staying home with their kids. So, you know, I think that if you can celebrate each other's successes, and not look at everyone as competition, but that the more people have success at running their own business will then help you be successful as well.
Mm-hmm. Very good advice, Maureen. Now I'm going to ask you a more serious question. Are you taking care of yourself? Do you get enough sleep? Do you eat properly? And if so, how do you do it?
I think that that's probably one of my most personal objectives that I need to do more of. I am a self-admitted workaholic when it comes to WeWelcome. But on the other hand, I really do try to do the things that my family enjoys. So we always have the kids in different things and make it there to see them participate. And, you know, do I make it to the spa very often? No. Do I take a bath and read a book? Yes.
Good.
Do I make it out with my girlfriends as often as I'd like to? No. But, you know, I also look at the opportunities that when I'm at the baby show and connect with all the other fabulous moms that have become friends there.
Mm-hmm.
Your lifelines kind of blur a little bit, so it may be for work, but it's also enjoyable.
Yeah.
So it's not as much about me versus work. It's more of a combination of I do what I already enjoy.
Yes.
And I have the opportunity to do it with people I enjoy who are now my friends, which is really different than, you know, just going to work and coming home and then having your separate personal life.
Yeah. That's a key.
But yeah, when it comes to baby show season and traveling across the country, possibly not so much for myself.
No. And how often do you do that?
There's basically two major seasons in the fall and the spring. And with, you know, our growing number of Mama Mingle events, this is where, with a baby due in May, I've got to be a little bit more conscious of my own health and how much I can handle.
Definitely.
And how much I have to then look at delegating, which when it's your own company, it's really hard to do. It's, you know, it's,
delegating is an art in itself.
Absolutely, and you have to be able to trust that somebody else is going to do what you think only you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of growing your business, and it's part of growing as an entrepreneur, is to, you know, grow your team and to trust people to your vision and that they will make it happen. So we'll see how well I do with that in the next few months.
Good. Well, we really wish you the very best, Maureen.
Thank you.
And we'd like to invite everyone who's listening to this to check out Maureen's site at wewelcome.ca. She has a wonderful, wonderful setup there and all kinds of really great WeWelcome events going on. So thank you very much, Maureen.
Thank you. And we're always looking for new moms to join our team and to become moms that work from home as well.
Good.
Excellent. Thanks, Tracy.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.